Great Australian Stories. Outback Towns and Pubs. Written by Bill Marsh and read by Bill Marsh and Denise Kirby.
Now, most of the railway chaps were single men, and they lived there in a barracks, which was stuck in the middle of a Y. A Y in Tasmania is the track where you turn engines. It's called a triangle in other states of Australia. Oh, there's lots of funny things in Tasmania that I can tell you about, like someone calling someone a rummin. That's short for rum one. It's a Tasmanianism, so you won't hear it anywhere else in Australia, and it means you're an odd bod. Anyway, this barracks at Fitzgerald was very small. They only had enough room for four or five single men's rooms with a combined kitchen-dining area, which had a fuel stove. And of course, being single, all these fellows drank lots and lots and lots of beer, to such an extent that supplies would run out on a frighteningly regular basis. Now, you've got to remember that roads around that neck of the woods were virtually non-existent, so there were very few cars around. But the nearest pub was at National Park, which is the famous Mount Field National Park, where trains run on a regular basis. So on a Sunday, the crews would have one of the locos steaming away in the engine shed, all banked up, ready to run. Then when they ran out of grog, they'd all hop aboard and away they'd go. Oh, there'd be about eight or nine of them, all squeezed in the cabin, so there'd be quite a crowd. Anyhow, they'd tear off down the track, hoping that nothing else was on the line, and they'd head for National Park. Now, just past National Park, away from the road, there was a cutting, and that's where they'd hired the engine. They'd just bank it up, put the brake on, and off to the pub they'd go. Then before they headed back to their barracks, just in case of an emergency, they'd buy a barrel of beer, roll it down the track, load it onto the engine. Then they'd go at breakneck speed back to Fitzgerald, which, as you might imagine, would have been a hairy, scary trip. But near where they used to park the loco, there was a house, and I don't remember the lady's name, but she'd see all these goings on, and she'd inform the railway office in Hobart about how these fellows were up to no good. But of course, in those days, the grapevine was extremely efficient, so each time some official or other came sneaking around, these fellows would be acting like angels. But anyhow, because they knew this lady was dobbing them in, whenever they saw her standing at the platform waiting to catch the train, they'd just give her a wave and shoot straight past.